The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Toop, at TOOP. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
And yesterday you did a placing to raise sort of $750,000, I suppose, and we'll dig into why you did that and what it's going to be used for in a bit. But as always, if someone is listening right now and never heard of Toop, Andy, can you just summarise what the business is about, please?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Toop is a business-to-business and business-to-consumer telecoms company supporting predominantly over 250,000 UK small businesses in switching their connectivity to high-speed bandwidth data connectivity, deploying cloud-based telephony across their offices and also across their mobile workforces, as well as deploying fixed-cost mobile connections across all of the devices supported by cloud-based apps. We're BT's longest-serving premier partner. However, we offer all clients a complete carrier-agnostic service to all UK small business and emerging businesses that work from home in the consumer environment on a fixed price value over the contract life of the customer.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, so £774,000 raised. So why were you looking to raise money now, and what for is it for then?
Well, quite simply, we weren't. Toople had progressed, you know, really well since the acquisition of DMSL, despite obviously the extremely challenging market conditions that we all prevail in today. We've updated the market regularly on obviously the operational progress in terms of the contract wins that you'd have seen over the coming few months, and obviously also in terms of our financial progress, in terms of our cost savings and improved synergies that we've achieved since the acquisition. So with that in mind, we actually weren't actively looking to raise money. Mm. However, we had an approach last week that there was a strong demand for equity, and the board took the view that we were happy to satisfy that demand at what we thought was an attractive price. Our rationale was simple. You know, the wider economic climate is obviously extremely volatile and uncertain. And I don't think that anybody truly knows what the full impact of COVID-19 is going to be. So with that in mind, we felt with the money on offer at a decent price, the board felt it prudent to satisfy the demand and substantially, you know, bolster the balance sheet. As I said, we weren't looking for the money, but the approach for the equity was there. So all we were able to do was use our standard list rules of use 20% of what was available, you know, as our overall shares in the market. We weren't into a secondary placing. We hadn't done a prospectus. We'd had no thought of that. But the outcome was that the placing, based on all we could take in was 20%, was significantly oversubscribed and utilised all of our existing share capability of the company. There was demand for at least double, if not more than that. We had to scale back quite considerably. And I think that's another sign of the confidence in Toople's business model and sort of the future prospects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are you going to use the money for, Andy?
I think this additional capital, as I say, strengthens the balance sheet. It continues to support the growth and will allow us to invest further in our targeted marketing initiatives. And clearly, the net proceeds, they'll shorten our anticipated timeline to profitability and positive cash flow, and obviously enhance our service offerings. And that's what we're all about, is driving the acceleration to profitability and cash generation, and not just taking revenue growth at all costs.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, M&A activity is concerned, can we expect more?
I think we're certainly beginning to see attractive acquisition opportunities, especially as a result of obviously COVID-19 uncertainty and the macro drivers in our marketplace means that our sector remains highly fragmented. So there's certainly opportunities that we're starting to see out there. This raise means that we are well placed to act as a consolidator if and when the right opportunities arise, and I wouldn't rule them out. However, I would stress that there is nothing imminent, there is nothing on the radar, and we will always try and look for all of the, you know, the acquisition rationales, which is scale, skill set, and synergies. But without a, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, there will be, you know, in a fragmented market, under obviously the pressure of COVID-19, as we move into 2021, then there will be the opportunities that we will be looking at.
Yeah. And you mentioned there, you know, as you know, in reference to the fundraise, you mentioned more recent signs of confidence in Tuple. Can you expand on that?
I think we must remember that, you know, overall market conditions for all of us remain challenging. But I think you'll see historically over the last few months, we've announced specifically the most recent one, a large existing client that actually swapped from one of the biggest carriers in the market over 2 years ago, was re-signed and extended his contract further, you know, by a further 36 months and added more services. So that underpins the experience that they've had with Tuple over the last sort of 2 years and said, yes, we want more of it. We've also announced new contract wins, which are providing all of IP services. So that demonstrates this macro driver in the market of the switch from copper and more traditional connectivity to cloud-based services and rolling out of next-generation infrastructure in the UK. And obviously then you look back on the fact that, well, we updated the market in September, that the integration and the synergies that we've created in DMSL have upgraded and over-delivered what we guided the market with the acquisition rationale of DMSL. So if you remember, let's go back. We said that when we bought DMSL, we expected to raise you know, the synergies to achieve £50,000 a month of synergies between the two businesses by integrating the two together. We've actually delivered £130,000 worth of synergies a month, which has given us an annualised synergy and savings of £1.6 million. And that's being delivered now. That's not we've identified and we will deliver by this date. That 1.6 million was being delivered right from the 1st of October, if not sooner than that. Yeah. So I think that is what is giving the confidence. You know, it's a mixture of continuing to win the contracts. It's in a difficult environment that remains challenging. And it's also a demonstrable track record that we have bought a business, integrated it, and being able to upweight, you know, the synergies and the savings that we gave the initial outcome of.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, you talked about the pandemic there and uncertainty. And of course, as you service, you know, the small and medium sized enterprises out there. And there's a lot of companies that be struggling, maybe even going through. Do you see, you know, this as a risk to your customer base?
I think no one can say for certain, you know, what the next 2 to 3 years hold. I personally think we're not even halfway through this pandemic. Vaccine or no vaccine, you know, we remain conscious about the long-term economic impact of what businesses, what small businesses, you know, make it through, you know, this difficult period. We're mindful as a business of the economic impact on our clients and their ability to pay. And, you know, our teams are hot on this, you know, literally every single day, and we constantly monitor that. But as discussed, having more cash on the balance sheet at this time is really prudent, which is why the board made the decision. But if you then look more generally, you know, as far as sectors go, our sector is a really, really exciting sector to be in right now. You know, our services are more and more critical to businesses than anybody could have imagined 12 months ago. You know, changes in the way people work, you know, tend to happen in fits and starts. But the fact that businesses have now had to act really quickly and adapt, you know, to rely on telecoms where face-to-face services have dropped off and more people are working from home creates a really positive environment for Tuple. You know, many smaller and medium-sized businesses might feel that the old ways of working do not return. And the investments they make in our products and services right now, you know, will determine their survival in the short term and the longer term. And with that, you know, is an exciting and successful opportunity, you know, for Tuple. We're focusing on signing them up with the business, you know, not least because our contracts are fixed fee contracts, and we can provide to small business a bit of certainty to them, you know, in what I consider to be a tumultuous time. And that's evidenced by our recent wins.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, looking at it from that point of view, I suppose the thematics are on your side, the macro drivers on your side, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, look, generally a lot of money is drying up, but the government remains deeply focused on upgrading the country's communications infrastructure, which of course further extends our capacity to grow. This is not only going to change in a COVID or post-COVID world. If anything, you know, the focus is on 5G, 4G to 5G. The focus is on replacing copper with fiber. That will intensify. And we look forward, you know, to providing our modern telco solutions to the B2B market and the B2C market where people work from home off the back of the public investment in the telecoms infrastructure. And that's something that is unanimously supported across the political spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay, Andy, as always then, if someone's listening, likes the sound of the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give them the three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and Vox and add two people to their watch list, please.
Okay. Number one, I think a sector that can be considered as robust as possible, considering the current pandemic pressures. Number two, a sector that is being driven by enforced change and public money through the government and the regulators, guiding and forcing change from a traditional infrastructure to next generation technology. And number three, a board that gives confidence with considerable sector experience in both organic and M&A growth.
Marvellous stuff. Andy, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.